Hi, everybody. Terry Brown from Bass Fan Army Radio. And with me today is Robert Cartledge of Bass Federation, Inc. And Robert, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Terry.
Well, I guess the first thing is maybe we need to do a little history lesson. You know, the Federation's been around for a long time, over 35 years, and Ray Scott was kind of the inventor of that through the BASS organization. But you guys have kind of went out and decided that you better get incorporated, and now the Bass Federation, Inc. is a reality.
Well, it is a reality, and the reality of it is we needed to do this. Well, Bass is a great company. They've got some dynamite people working for them. The key is they're working for Bass. You know, FLW's got good people working for them, and they work for FLW. But when you look at the big picture, really who's working for the federations? And so the federations got together and put this company together so that they would have somebody out there not working against anybody, but working for them.
Well, you know, I kind of laugh. You and I have known each other for several years, and you think about the Fab Five, you know, the guys that were kind of out front and were really trying to negotiate with Bass and trying to get things to happen, and you got all the blame, no credit, and plenty of work, didn't you?
Well, it was a trying time, you know, during the transition from Bass, as everybody knew it, to the new Bass ESPN. And when you're dealing with big companies, and I've worked for a Fortune 100 company for nearly 25 years now, so I'm very familiar with it, sometimes the growing pains are just difficult to get through, and you just got to bear down and get through them, and hopefully everybody comes out the better for it when it's all done.
Well, you mentioned, you know, a great organization. Bass has been a great organization for a lot of years, and they continue to do things to raise the bar. You know, the last couple of years, of course, the things have changed drastically, and within the last couple of months, you know, they've changed really their schedule. So there's a lot of things that are going on there. Don Ruck's at the helm now, and I think he's doing great things. But you really have to look out for the Federation angler, which is really not, it's part of the program, but it's really not the integral part of the program to Bass, it doesn't look like.
Well, every company has to have a business model and follow it to be successful. And Bass's business model now is one that is really trying to focus, at least right now, on television and the pro tours and growing that. And it's a great time to be in the industry, and they're doing a great job with it. Our business model is one that has to focus on the Federation and the grassroots support and the guys that are out there doing the youth and conservation projects and building these boat ramps that the pros are using and putting in the brush piles. And it all works in harmony to support the entire industry, and that's really, you know, what the Federation's all about.
Well, I guess you bring up a very important point, is the conservation efforts that the Federation has been involved with. You know, you think about, you know, the pro tours and the glitz and the glamour and everything associated with that, which we all really enjoy, but then you look at this thing, you know, when the rubber meets the road, the Federation guys are always there. They're the volunteers, they're the guys sinking the brush piles, or the guys that are working on habitat, they're the guys that are lobbying, they're all those kind of things, and they really probably don't get the credit they're due.
Well, they don't. You know, the State Federation members, the Bass Club guys, and even those Bass Club folks that are not in the Federation, and specifically the State Federation presidents, you know, they work night and day. They're the first ones there and the last ones to leave at every event, and they're really the unsung heroes of the entire industry.
I happen to be a Federation member from the state of Illinois, and you look at, you know, all the things that are going on, the Casting Kids programs, the environmental programs, all the things that are associated with it, and then on top of it, the tournament fishing. So, you know, you've got all those things all going on at the same time.
Yeah, there's really not a spare weekend during the year for most Federation members. The state federations, four or five of them got together, and they built and started this Junior Bassmaster program, and that is a program that started in the states, and now Bass ESPN is taking that under their wing, and it's growing by leaps and bounds, and it's just really the future of our sport, all started by a few federations that just wanted to make a difference.
Well, it's neat because now they have their own world championship, and I think this year will probably be, I know last year was the inaugural event, and this year will probably be even bigger at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it should be an exciting event for the kids, and it was really a bang-up. I don't know who got more fun out of it last year, whether it was the pro anglers or the kids, but it was a lot of fun, and you know, like I say, it's just an exciting time to be in the industry right now with all the things that are coming down the road. You know, the Bass Federation Inc. We've got some things coming up that's going to be pretty big in the industry. Some things that's never been done that we really can't talk about now, but we'll be talking about in the future. And you know, with the Skeeter Bass Fan Army, you know, that's an exciting thing that Federation members and non-Federation members alike can get into, and something that's never been out there before.
Well, you know, we look at this thing, and the Federation was integral in our planning here at Bass Fan. is we felt like, you know, that there needed to be not only the great, you know, CIDGO championship for the guys that are the Federation guys, but they needed something to be able to maybe truly crown a North American champion. And we felt like we needed to do that and bring this sport together a little bit. So, you know, the Federation was most definitely vital in our plans. And we look at the Federation now, you know, and for a very, very small stipend, you know, of 1995, you got a chance to fish for $100,000, which, you know, in today's day and age, it may not seem like a lot of money, but that's on top of whatever else you're fishing for. So it's got to be a neat program for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. $19 is any more, you know, a high-end crankbait, and one we certainly all have in our tackle box. So I immediately signed up for the Bass Fan Army. I think it's a great deal. I'm a card-carrying member, and I think it's a great opportunity for anybody to get involved and take a shot at $100,000. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of money.
Well, you know, we've been fortunate. I think that the sport itself, people are recognizing the value that we're trying to bring to the table. I mean, this isn't something where, you know, we're looking to raise the bar in TV or do anything like that, nor are we trying to make a bunch of money at it. What we're really trying to do is bring this sport together along with the Federation guys that work so hard and give them a little bit of credit. You know, the Army, .com page, which of course is very vital to the whole thing, we're being able to go out and treat the grassroots weekend guys just like the pros. We're doing stories on them and radio programs with them and that kind of stuff. So we're raising the bar, we hope, from a media standpoint as well.
Well, absolutely. And it's much-deserved recognition that these guys need and deserve and have earned, certainly, that they wouldn't otherwise necessarily get.
Well, you know, Robert, I guess the big thing is now you guys have your own web page, and, you know, if you go out there to Bass Federation, Inc., you get a kind of a thumbnail sketch of what's going on, but you're keeping track of the news from a BASS perspective, but from an industry perspective as well.
Well, because they're all important to our members, and so, you know, on our BassFederation.com website, you know, there's so many people that are really good at covering the tournament business. You know, Bass fans, certainly, and Bass and FLW. But when we get the site up and running, we've just now got it up, and it's not up to full speed yet, but, you know, we want to do profiles on the state federations and the work that they're doing and anglers in those federations and conservation projects and youth programs and just really get the word out about all the good things that the local grassroots anglers are doing to support the industry.
Well, it's funny, you know, I hear people every day, you know, in my job here at Bass Fan, and I hear them talking about we got to get more youth involved, and they keep saying that, but you don't see very many people actually doing something. But the Federation, you know, I look back at them, and they've always been able to put their money where their mouth is, and they've always tried to, whenever they build a program, they stayed with it, and they made it nice.
Well, there's not a more dedicated group anywhere than the Federation members and the Federation presidents. They just absolutely will step up the plate every time you call them to do, you know, anything with the youth or with conservation and to make sure that fishing stays here for all of us to enjoy for the future.
You know, Robert, as we go and we progress through this, I know you've got some announcements you cannot make today, but you're going to make those announcements, and you've got some really exciting things, I think, for the Federation angler, not only the things that they know about today, but some, you know, some extra things that will be coming down the pike as well.
Well, we do. We've got, you know, several companies that are excited about the possibilities, you know, and really there's so many gaps in the market out there today that anything we can do to add value to the members, to the state federations, so they can add value to their members, you know, that's really what we're out there trying to do. And we do have some pretty exciting things coming down the pike in the future, so everybody's want to stay tuned to that and pay attention to Bass Fan, because you guys will be among the first to hear about it.
Well, you definitely keep us in the loop, and, you know, we'll definitely highlight it any way we can, because we believe very strongly in the Federation and look forward to working with you guys in the future. It ought to be a lot of fun.
Well, we appreciate the support, Terry, and anything we can do, you know, just don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.